Simon, you must be really satisfied watching your players after that. You were really good today, weren't you?
Yeah, I thought from start to finish we controlled the game. I thought the players executed the game plan that we had. They matched the energy and the tempo that Coventry can play at. We stopped them from playing, but we showed good temperament in matching them all, as I said. But also, when we got the ball, we passed it with a purpose. We knew when to slow the game down. We knew when to play forward. And we certainly looked a constant threat.
You had to be patient for your opening goal, didn't you?
Well, you have to be. But first half, I thought we controlled it for large parts and got into some positions where just a little bit more care in the final third might have just got us that opening goal. And we said to the players at half-time, keep continuing to do what you're doing, play from the shape of the team, because chances will come. And it come from a free kick, great balling from Galley, and then got the penalty for Joe. So all round, I thought the players executed the game plan really well, but the attitude and application was fantastic as well.
It's all the units that work together well today, isn't it? Your goalkeeper's had very, very little to do in terms of saving anything.
No, and when you see that as a manager, gives you satisfaction of what you've worked on during the week. And Jamie did what he had to do, caught things, and the back four defended like they should do. The lads in midfield dominated with and without the ball, and we always look like we're going to be a threat when we're going forward. Like Gallagher, Humphreys have got quality, and then also got the bonus of players coming on like Kyle and Callum today. But you've got your talisman who keeps throwing himself around and getting kicked from pillar to post, but he keeps coming up with the goods, doesn't he?
Is that as good as you've been, would you say, this season in periods?
I think probably over the course of a full game, yeah. I think we've had some exceptional moments in games for like 25, 30 minutes. But from start to finish, I think there was only really going to be one team that deserved to win today. And you come in here, you know you've got to deal with a real high-energy team that pass the ball and will take chances. And we matched them with that and caused them problems.
Did Joe Garner need any asking twice today to go and have a good game, bearing in mind comments made by Coventry's manager in the last 24 hours, which he says he's not seen them, Simon? He's been maybe a little polite in that. When you see his goal celebration, perhaps he has, but does that do your team talk for you a little bit?
Well, look, Joe's only motivation is to score goals for Preston North End, and he takes great satisfaction scoring against anybody. Whatever's been in the press, we can't affect that. We just get on with our game plan, and Joe just goes about what he's doing. He was handful today. You see him, he battles away, he goals the ball up, he gets onto the end of crosses, and he's our talisman, isn't he? He gets your goals, and if he celebrated, I didn't see celebration, so you've obviously he's done something that is quite ironic, I suppose.
From your perspective, is it in poor taste to come out before a game and label someone else's players as something?
Well, look, I've not actually seen the article, so I'm not 100% sure about it all. But look, Stephen said what he said. I'm a good friend with Stephen, so I've got no problems with him. We've obviously all been warned at the start of the season, all managers, that we're not allowed to comment on referees before the game. So it's not my problem. I'm not here to comment about it. All I want to talk about is fantastic team performance.
Got a lot right, the ref, in fairness to him today, didn't he?
No, he was good. I think even for both teams, I think you come here and you have to deal with situations, and I did. I thought it was good, and I can say that as a winning manager, but I'd have said it probably if we'd lost as well.
He lost Wiseman and Woods today, two right-backs. Is Wiseman just a case of cramp that he'll be OK? What happened with Woods?
Yeah, Scott just had a little bit of cramp that last 5-10 minutes, so that won't be an issue for next week. Callum just tweaked his hamstring clearing one, so we'll see where we are with that one. But I thought the lads that came into the team did really well today, the likes of Chris Humphreys and Scott Wiseman. We knew we had to have energy and legs about us to match them, and we did that. And as I said, when we've got other lads coming off the bench that can affect it, then obviously we're delighted with it.
So a great day for you, really, isn't it? You can go home well satisfied. You've worked hard on the training ground at how to break down this system, and it's worked really well for you.
Yeah, well, we knew how they were going to play, and we obviously played it a lot last year, so we knew sort of areas where you can be vulnerable in it, and we worked hard on it and executed the game plan really well. So we're not getting too carried away, because we don't get two down, we lose a match as well. So we'll work hard on the training ground next week, ready for Colchester. But what the players have done, they've stood up and been counted since the Chesterfield game where they're criticised, and we've gone and got two victories, 4 goals and 2 clean sheets. So it's a fantastic ethic that we've got at the club.